Welcome, we're going to get started. This is the City Council Study Meeting for Tuesday, January 6, 2026, here in the city of South Jordan. Welcome to all of you who are here. Welcome to those who would join us online or who might watch this later. My name is Dawn Ramsey. I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the city of South Jordan with our outstanding city council is seated here with me and the best staff. Thank you to our South Jordan city staff. We've got several of our department heads here and we've got lots of folks not here who are working hard to take care of our city. We appreciate all of you. We're going to open this meeting tonight with an invocation by Councilmember Patrick Harris.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we all have the opportunity to gather together at this study session. We're thankful for the council members and the mayor, and we're thankful for the city staff and all the efforts that they have put together to assemble this meeting and all the efforts that have gone through to prepare the city council members to make important decisions on behalf of the city. Please guide us as we ponder and think about these decisions, and we can do what's in the best interest of the residents of our city. And we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. All right, anybody have anything you'd like to coordinate tonight? I don't.
No.
We've all got a lot coming up. The legislative session's coming. We'll go over some calendaring items later, but okay. All right, well, our agenda for our regular meeting is very quick. Realistically, we could have a 15-minute long city council meeting if we chose to. It could really be that fast. We have some minutes.
There's public comment.
And we don't know what that will ever look like. So we'll see. We have some minutes to approve. We have our Religious Freedom Day proclamation that we do each year. And we have a small portion of right-of-way to be considered for us to vacate out in Daybreak, and the staff will present that. They're recommending approval, and I had some questions about that I asked today, and thanks. Yeah, I don't have any concerns with that, so they'll present that. That's it. That's our agenda. So, anybody have any questions about that at this point? Okay. I mean, come on, we'll take it when we can get it, because we never get meetings like that, right? So, it's lovely. Okay, if there's no questions. We're going to move on to our discussion item. This will be a brief meeting as well. When this meeting concludes, which will be early, this won't be a long meeting either. I'd like to have us be able to go in and just kind of walk through logistics in the chamber where people are going to go to just tell everybody kind of how it's going to work so it all makes sense and we can kind of walk through those logistics if that's okay.
That's great.
Okay, great. We're going to turn to our city manager, Mr. Lewis, and have you take it away. We're going to talk about our board and committee assignments.
It's the first meeting of the year with our newly reelected folks, and I just wanted to kind of run through all of the committee's board assignments and discuss with you if there are any things that you guys would like to change, leave the same. We don't have to make changes. I just want to run through so I can update the list and say we're good for 2026. I did make copies in case you didn't have one. Just pass those around. This is the list that has your planning commission appointee. Their terms run concurrent. That's the word I was looking for. Concurrently with your term. If you are happy with the way things sit, there's no need to make any changes there. Also, this will show your appointments to the senior committee as well as the arts council. I will note that it still has the historic committee on there, but remember earlier in 2025 we talked about making some changes with that committee. We haven't adopted the code yet, so I haven't removed them from this list. We'll be bringing that back to you that will have that change on it, and then those will drop off of here. There are two people that still remain on there. Our intent will be to perhaps incorporate them as we shift that. So that's there for your reference. I'm going to work on the assumption, unless told otherwise, that you're happy with all of those appointments and you intend to keep those people assigned to those boards. If not, you're always welcome to talk to me after the meeting and we can go from there. Now, the other list that I want to run through, I have alphabetized for speed. I'll tell you the name of the committee or the board and what that assignment is, who the current appointment is, And if it's one that you want to discuss making a change, if you'd like to keep it, we can. If you're not sure and you want to see what the rest of them are, I'll put a star by it and we'll just float back to it and when we go through the list. The first one is the Architectural Review Committee. Currently, Councilmember Johnson sits on that committee. I think they meet once a month, twice a month, every week. I can't remember.
As needed.
That's why I can't remember this.
It's schedule. Every other.
Do we have the other door open?
It's also as
we have to have a door open. That door is open. Great. Thank you. Just making sure.
So we have that one. Do you want me to run through them all first, and then you guys can?
I think it makes sense for as you're going through it. You just, if the council member says, I'd like to stay on there, at least articulate that, you know, or if they would like, you know, to offer that up, or I don't know. Is that?
I didn't know how to function.
Yeah, that's fine. Usually we have a copy of it. So
since it was very first put together.
I was going to say, you've been a part of it.
Like 2006, 2007,
for a
somewhere
long,
there.
Long time.
No, 2001.
I'll run through these quickly, then you'll have the overview of what's been going to do. The Arts Council, currently Councilmember McGuire. The Association of Municipal Councils, currently that's Councilmember Shelton. That's that group that meets in Murray.
It's his favorite meeting.
Once a month.
Yeah,
how come we did away with that?
Don wants to leave that.
We haven't participated.
He does such a good job at it, too.
You know what?
I will occasionally sit in the meetings.
They actually meet every other month.
So they've gone to every other month.
So I pop into it once in a while
just to check her. I know Councilmember Johnson popped in on a couple. So we have the Audit Committee, which is currently Mayor Ramsey, Councilmember Shelton, Councilmember Harris. The Compensation Committee, Mayor Ramsey, Councilmember Shelton, Councilmember Harris. COG, which is the mayor, and then we also have Patrick's name on there. I think if there was a time that you couldn't be there, that you could send him. The COM is the mayor. Historic Committee was Councilmember Harris. Jordan Coalition, which is a Jordan School District, that's Mayor Ramsey. Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District, there's a couple of things there. Those are appointed by the governor, it's Mayor Ramsey. LPC, currently our voting folks, Mayor Ramsey, Councilmember Shelton, Councilmember McGuire, Councilmember Johnson. Mosquito Abatement Board, Councilmember Johnson. Senior Advisory Committee, Councilmember Shelton. The South Valley Chamber Board, Councilmember Zander. Jordan Basin Sewer Board, Councilmember Harris. And then we have the tech committees. That's myself, Brian Priest, Trans Jordan Board, ACM Rasmussen, and Director Garrison. The Wasatch Front Technical Advisory Committee, City Engineer Clavino and City Engineer Nielsen. And then the Youth Council, Councilmember Johnson, and Jordan River Commission, Councilmember Shelton. And I will note that you are the chair of that committee for this year, and I would not recommend that we make a change there while you're the chair. So that's the quick rundown of that list. Are there any boards or committees that anybody absolutely wants to remain on or absolutely wants to swap around?
I want to stay with the Arts Council.
I figured there'd be an arm wrestle to get that one to change.
I'm fine with the ones I'm on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
I mean, it seems like they're working pretty good. The meetings are being covered.
Okay.
And, I did have one request because they like to see some change there. The South Valley Chamber Board. So Council Member Zander's time of being on there for a year. So they would like to let that everybody get a chance to be part of that at some point. So if we could make a change there, that would be.
When do they meet?
They meet on Wednesday, the second Wednesday of each month at 7:30, and they meet over at the chamber offices in Sandy. And they're really good about keeping that meeting to half hour, 45 minutes.
Is that the only meeting they require?
We don't meet in December and July, only if there was stuff that they needed to accomplish. Otherwise, they just do an electronic email. Here's the notes for the month. So it's good. They'll bring in different guest speakers, talk about things happening. They go over the financials. So it's a pretty straightforward kind of board meeting.
I can do it. No one else wants to. I'm dying for it, but I can do it.
So it's the second Wednesday at 7.
I want to say it's the second. I did not
see that way. Architect meeting.
It might conflict with your other meeting.
It's the second and the fourth Wednesday at 8:30. I don't know how quick that is to be.
I can look real quick because I all have it in my calendar.
Would your schedule allow for you to do it?
I can make it. I can make the adjustment.
The one Wednesday a month?
Yeah. That's my biggest issue. It's just my schedule.
I'm available if needed, but it's close to my work, so wouldn't be too challenging to do it.
So. You only get it for a year. So.
Yeah.
Right now, it'd probably be easier for me if you took it like this year and I could do another year.
Okay.
It'd be more difficult for me to just step in right now.
Okay.
With things.
No, I appreciate the candor. That's the morning I have my appointment with Mountain State Land Authority and State Capitol. It's after that, but not so far after that.
Still wouldn't make a difference. I mean, I can adjust my schedule, but.
Yeah. Does it work for you?
It works for me.
That would be your second kind of earlier before work ish morning meeting.
I'm getting out of bed early.
There is an option too if you're on a really tight schedule.
Yeah.
You can join that meeting electronically.
Okay.
So while they prefer in person, a lot of the members of that board do travel for work.
Okay.
And it's not uncommon for them to have to join electronically if they're out of state or, you know, had a different conflict and just didn't have the time to make the drive.
Okay.
So,
if that works for you, if you're able to do it.
I'll be happy to do it.
You can.
That would be great.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. That's great.
Yeah. And I'll let them know.
Thank you.
We've made that change then.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other thoughts, comments, concerns about your boards or committee assignments? And I know, Mayor, there's a lot you're on that aren't even
there's
listed
a whole
here.
Lot of other boards that I'm not on there. And just, I think I told you that my time on the Olean Walker Affordable Housing Loan Fund Board for the state and both the State Drinking Water Board, both just came to a conclusion. They both asked me to serve a second term. I graciously offered those opportunities to somebody else. Because as great as that was, there's other opportunities here, you know, that I'd rather be part of. And so, yeah. There's some other things we're even looking at.
I was invited to apply for that, Eileen Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Is that beneficial to the city in any way?
We have not applied for any Eileen Walker money in the 4 years that I served there. It's really good work. It's important work, and it's critical in the affordable housing space for the state. But our city didn't ever apply for any. I didn't find that it was necessarily super helpful specifically for South Jordan.
That's
part of the reason I said, let's let somebody else have a different term.
I couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm. There was a purpose for the Drinking Water Board when they asked me to serve on that at first. There was a city purpose, and now we've also accomplished that. So I thought it was okay for somebody else to do that. So it's up to you. Yeah.
Thank you for your input. I'll work with City Recorder. We will update the list, and I will send you out the full version of the list with it all updated with everything else that goes with that.
Thank you. Adjacent to that, this is the meeting where the seating chart comes out for the dais. And I don't actually, nobody tried to offer me anything, but
I didn't know that was a possibility.
No, but I, unless anybody has any specific concerns or requests that you'd like to bring to me privately, I don't have any intention of changing it. You know, I think the way it's working is working well. If you guys are okay with it,
it's
okay with
fine with me.
The seating chart the way we have it.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I'm open.
Yeah.
No.
When things are running well, we shouldn't mess with the system.
Yeah, there isn't anything that makes me concerned about making any changes. And nobody's come to me and request to sit in a different spot. So if we're okay, then we'll just keep it the way it is.
That's great.
Okay. Okay, then that's not
changing
either.
That takes care of all those
first of the year kind of things.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to turn to our city attorney, Mr. Ryan Lewis, for our annual training update.
So notice it's an update, not a training, and it's really to get your pleasure. So first and foremost, thank you for all that you've done in the last few weeks since we sent you that email. got your questions today. I was looking for some stuff to answer, but you've submitted everything, and I appreciate that. I think Ms. Crookson, you've been receiving the certificates and everything.
Councilmember McGuire's, and then I'll send out everybody else's.
Well, and Councilmember Johnson sent me some today. I'll make sure I get to you.
I did too.
Yeah. So the question is for 2026.
I was going to say this one, the overachiever. Of course it was Mr. McGuire. Just kidding.
The question
just kidding, I'm teasing.
What you guys want to do for 2026. We just talked about all the boards you're on. You go to lots of different trainings and other forums in which you get either a very formal training, whether it be open meetings, ethics, or if you're an LPC, you're getting the land use stuff because you're getting the latest land use discussions on legislation stuff, and I would count that any day, those discussions. So the question is, would you like us to do for 2026 something like we did last year where we send you the certificates as you're out and about? If you get them, you just tell us where you got it, where, send it in. Would you like us to set aside a work session? The work sessions are kind of hard to find, but knowing now, we'll pick one, we'll set it aside, and we'll do formal training then. I hear how much you guys all love that every time you see it on the agenda and I get text, do we really have to? Or would you like a hybrid, which would be, we send out the certificates. If you're at Jordan Basin or Mosquito Abatement and they do an open meetings training, you say, you just fill it in, send it to us, we'll file it. And then if we hit October, if we haven't gotten anything from you for one or the other, then I'll reach out to you individually and just say, hey, you're missing this. Do you want to go to lunch? Do you want to watch the video? What do you want to do the training so that by the end of the year, everybody's got the training? What works best for you as a counselor?
I could have just went to lunch instead of listening to all the videos.
If you want to call me, I would have bought you lunch.
Well, my problem this year is the mosquito abatement had the same plan.
Oh, did they?
Oh, did they? They said send us your training from wherever you're from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we did send out the videos. Did you guys like that? We had the whole list there.
I did them today.
I know you did. That was awesome. So what works best for you? We want to make it as painless and as easy for you as we can. Because I know if you're in your first term, your first year, first term, it's all new and stuff. There's not a person on our council that hasn't done these at least 8 times. Like I've counted at least 8 times. And so that gets a little redundant. And you know, the last few years, every time it comes up, I hear about it. Some grumping. Someone might have walked into the office grumping the other day.
Not I.
In a good way. So I just want to make it work for you. What is easiest for you? Is it easiest to rip off the Band-Aid, get it all done at once? Do you like the certificate? Do you like a hybrid of it? What would you guys like? Then we will make it
work. What trainings do we have to have? What's required?
It's on that list. So it's the open meetings, meeting. The ethics, land use, and fraud.
Also, yeah. Do I need to do the land use one still then?
No, let's count LPC. You've been just through it so many times.
And a lot of these you can get at LPCT,
ULCT.
Or ULCT if you go to the conference down in St. George in the spring.
They always have an open meetings with a different twist on it. They always have ethics with a twist. And that's why this year we thought, as we're looking at it, let's just send out, if they don't have it, we'll send out the links. You can get it real easy. All of the stuff was there.
So may I suggest for me, before we go to St. George or whatever, if you could send something out and say...
Identify them?
Identify them so I can make sure that I hit at least one.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea. And when I see other stuff come up through the year, like the league has their basically, I don't know what they call them, but their Zoom meetings where they'll... Like a few years ago, they had me and Steve present on development agreements, which would have met the land use requirement.
Watch that one.
Yeah, so that would meet the land use requirement, the proper land use training, and it was, you know, there during a lunch on a Zoom meeting. If you want to go, they save those too, so you can go on anytime and watch them. So,
and for a lot of us at the different meetings that you were just talking about, you're going to get it at Jordan River Commission, you're going to get it. At least the ethics and the open and public meeting, you'll get that at Mosquito Basement. You'll get
unless
that
they
at
did
Jordan
what
you'll yeah, get that at Jordan Basin. Too. I'll get that at WFRC and the Water District and several places, you know. So what do you think of this? Rather than take an hour of time in our work meetings, which are always hard. People really want to be on the work meeting and there's a lot more work than there's time. And so rather than taking time out of that, what if we do that? Get the information about the classes in April. The videos have been sent out. We're going to get some of these trainings with all the other things that we're doing. Send them to Ryan. And if by September-ish, October, whenever, there's anything missing,
Ms. Gerkson and I will track
it. Let us know who's missing what, and we'll if there's anything missing at that point, then we need to take care of it.
So we've got mine all done today.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you're good to go. We'll count that for your 2025. Make sure we can check that box for 2022. That's the other thing is as you get these throughout
start
the year,
all over.
Yeah. But it doesn't have to be today. Well, that's the thing. No one in our group is learning these things for the first time. And even the state trainings, I went through them before I sent them out. I watched each one of those we sent, except the land use ones. But I watched the other ones, and even those haven't changed in a couple of years.
No.
It's the same thing you saw 2, 3, 4 years ago. And so while the material's not changing stuff, it seems hard to make you sit through it here like we've done before just to check a box. If you get it more organically or in other settings where they're checking boxes, and you can report it. So what we'll do is this, by the end of the week, we'll make the 2026 certificates for you. We will send those out. We won't send them out with Adobe eSign right now. And the reason why is they'd keep pestering you every couple days.
Every 24 hours.
And that's not what you need in your life. But we'll send you the certificates, and you can either print them and sign them, or when you do one, just email us back and say, we did it this day, and then we'll send you the Adobe sign so you can do a digital signature on it. We'll put that in your files, we'll track it, and then when we hit October 1st, that'll give us 3 months. If there's anything not done, we'll send you a friendly reminder, and if you want a lunch invite or breakfast, and we'll happily go over them. We can put the videos up for you, however you want. We just want to make sure it gets done and in a way that works for you.
And I'll have them copy me on that. And when I meet with you in my regular one-on-ones, I can review it. If you're like, do I still have any left? I go, yep, there's this one. We can find a solution for it. So I'll put it on my particular file with each of you when we meet.
That helps. Doing it that way, it's a little more work. And I appreciate that reality. But I think it frees up time in a work meeting that is just precious time that I don't.
It
could be maybe better solved outside of that.
Yeah. I think it's a good solution for where we're at in our city. Now, if we were all a brand new council and stuff, I would recommend, why don't we make sure we cover these things? And so you get some question and answer and stuff. But there's not a lot we can talk about that you guys haven't seen or heard about just because of how long you've been in these positions.
Yeah.
All right. I think we have our marching orders. We'll take care of it.
Great. Thank you. Sounds good.
I think you wanted to do a walkthrough with us.
I do. I think I'm going to adjourn the meeting, though, so we can go do a walkthrough. So there's nothing else on here. If anybody has anything, let me know. Otherwise, I will ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.